Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
There we go. We're live. She always switches us on before.
Late 40s.
You are in your late 40s, mate.
Yeah, very late 40s.
As late in your 40s as you can possibly get.
Can't get any later than this.
Oh, my God. You're going to be 50 this year.
I am. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
I'm embracing 50. I reckon it's going to be awesome. I was out riding yesterday and I was thinking, fucking, this is just awesome. At 50 to be, you know, hurtling around mountains. You know, one of the guys registered on Strava, he was riding along. He had a pedal strike. The pedal strike flung him about 7 meters. He hit a tree and stood up. I was like, fuck, I'm actually all right. And then when we went and had a look at Strava, he was doing 49.6 kilometers an hour in the bush.
Really?
That's crazy. Wow. 49.6 kilometers an hour.
You're just a young spring chicken.
No, I was doing about 20. They'd all hit the finish line. I'd turn up 10 minutes.
I didn't tell Tash this, but you were wandering around in your new thongs the other day.
Yeah, love them.
Just really, like, and everybody
awesome.
Was looking.
I can't
looking.
Believe him. 32 years, I just bagged out people who wore thongs. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, well, that's because you had bad experiences with them. And they are, if you buy those thongs, mate.
No.
There are some thongs that look amazing. Those ones, oh, my God. The girls were just they were just laughing at you.
There are no
thongs. And you deserved that
laugh.
There
are no thongs that look amazing.
No, they do. There's
but
some that look pretty
these
good.
These look manly as opposed to the other thongs.
Mitch.
These look manly.
If anyone saw our Instagram stories and saw those thongs, they would know.
Go and have a look.
That
jump onto IG and
have a look. No. They would know that was not the truth.
I absolutely freaking love them.
Do you have a song for today?
I said it. It was that jingle. Janet, the best a man can get. And then Tash looked at me and said, have you been brainwashed? What sort of razors do you use? And I said, I use the Dollar Shave Club. I don't use Gillette.
That's right. I didn't know whether she was recording at that point, so here we are, repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's your contribution.
Between a million and 1.7 million people in Canberra at the moment.
No, I don't think it's that many. I don't know, but it was only for the weekend. A lot of them are gone home, mm-hmm. and there are some that are camped over there. Definitely.
It's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people went over to sort of make a stand. But I wanted to comment on that, and you and I are having a bit of a disagreement about it. But
we weren't having a disagreement.
We were a little bit. You think we're on the same page, but I don't
know. No, you're saying that's a black kettle, and I'm saying, no, it's not. It's a black kettle. We're both saying the same thing, but coming at it a different way.
So I'm going to say what I was saying before, right?
Right.
That I think good on anyone who wants to go to rallies and who wants to go and do that sort of stuff. I think anybody should do what they feel called to do mm-hmm. in their heart and what is right for them to do, right? 100%. But I don't feel that is the change that they're looking for. I think that people who are doing that don't realize that the change they're actually looking for is an internal shift. And they're thinking, now this is a gross generalization. I'm not saying everybody thinks like that. I'm saying if they think like that, I think they're misguided. Because going out there and thinking that being out there and not doing the internal work is going to solve the problem, it's not going to solve the problem.
But it sounds like you're saying that there's no internal work happening anyway.
No, I'm not saying that.
So if you're not saying that, then what you're saying is that there is.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that everyone, we're working on ourselves all the time. People are constantly moving and growing and shifting, right? For someone, even getting out there to something like that, to a rally like that, is stepping out of their comfort zone. So that would class as having some sort of a transformation. I get that. But what I'm saying is the internal work is deep conscious work where you actually have to see that the thing that you are looking for cannot come out there. It has to come from within. And I don't know. I think what you're saying, because we just had this
conversation. Well, I think that people need to know. I think that people need to know what they're looking for. They assure, we were talking about the fact that they're saying if there's no mandates, then I'm going to feel this. You have to feel that before the mandates are, and you have to get to a point whether the mandates are there or not, it doesn't matter. You're free, awake, aware, unlimited. And so I understand that. I think also it's important to point out here that transformation is occurring 100%, undoubtedly. And the world is adapting to that transformation. If we look at what's happening in Canada, there is definitely a unity, a love amongst those people. Their prime minister is trying to say one thing, like that they're robbing and stealing and they're, you know, they're vagabonds.
100%. Like, and then the reality is a bit of both. There's always balance, bit of both, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But from, so I get that. But what you were saying before is you said, but in Canada already, four states have dropped the mandates.
Yeah.
So my argument with that is, if a person, and you can only talk about an individual, right? Yeah. But if an individual is in there, mm-hmm. has gone, used their truck, parked their truck there, and thinks that in the government dropping the mandates, that is the answer to their freedom, then that is not that's not necessarily them doing the work. They have done some part of the work because they're standing up. I think anybody standing up for what they feel is right, I think absolutely 100% go for it. I'm just saying from the perspective of working on yourself and from the perspective of what we do, the work the work has got to be internal. And you're looking at me with those things, which means I'm clear. So I'm just going to be clearer. So what I mean by that is, and you kind of touched on it a minute ago, I'm saying that if somebody goes there and thinks that the answer is that the mandates have to drop and then I'll be free, right, then and they're doing what they think they need to do in order to get that to happen, great, go for it. But they're still reliant on somebody else making a decision that's affecting them personally. So unless you transform and unless you do the inner work that's needed, standing out there is only a part of that. It is not all of that.
I know, but what I would say to you is that you're just stating the obvious. Of course.
Hold on.
The first thing is, people are already free.
100%.
Right.
But.
And anything after but.
No.
Is
no. People are born free. Yeah. But they don't realize that.
So they're not fighting for their freedom.
What are they fighting for?
You tell me.
The perception of freedom.
Well, to the realization that they are free. And the more that people get that and are out there in the streets being free, no matter what you're saying to us, no matter what you're doing to us, no matter what you, how hard you try, we are free. I think that that's what is occurring. And okay. I think it's a gross assumption to think that people are going out there and when they go out there that they are not aware that something is happening. It doesn't mean that they're sitting there doing their work, you know, sitting down working on the internal self. All those things are naturally intrinsically linked anyway. You understand that they're already happening. They may not be conscious of it, and that may be what you're saying, is that they have to be conscious of what's occurring inside and outside. And with that, I would agree. It's like being at a party, at a rave. Your consciousness rises because you're connected and you're with someone and you're unified and you're whole and you feel part of something. And then you come out of there and you're different. You are different. No matter what, you cannot not be different when you get into a situation like that or into a festival situation where people pull together in one common focus.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
So I just think that I think that I hear what you've obviously heard somebody say and you've gone, okay, this is an important point and people need to understand it. And I agree with you. We, for sure... It's important to be aware of what's occurring for you as you make that stand, as you work towards, you know, a process of realizing that we already were free. we're just, it's, we feel that it's somebody's trying to take it off us. It's, and when somebody tries to take something off you, the only reason you get annoyed is because you never valued it in the first place. But people are out there understanding their, the power that they have, the value that they have, and they are becoming conscious that, you know, standing together, united, we win, divided, we fall.
Yeah, I get, so I get that. And I do agree with you that there is transformation to a degree taking place in the sense that we're coming together, or that people are coming together. And that's on any side of the equation, right? There's people on both sides of the equation that are coming together, right? But the problem is that they're coming together only in halves. The other half isn't coming together. And so they think,
need to explain that.
Okay, so you're saying there's community and connection, right?
Yeah.
But their community and connectedness is to each other, to people that think like them.
No, I don't agree with that.
Says who? So how? Because how do you see the opposite?
I've connected with people who are both sides.
I'm not talking about you as an individual.
And I'm talking other people
about
connect.
I'm talking about seeing as a whole. This is my point, is that as a whole, there's nothing wrong with doing that, right? But as individuals, you cannot sidestep your individual work just because you have an experience of coming together as a whole and connecting with that aspect of ourselves. Because if you go to, let's say, for example, I go to a rally.
So what's their individual work? Give me an example.
I'll tell you now. I go to a rally and I'm standing up there and I'm connecting and whatever, right? And I feel that sense of unity. There's transformation because I've stepped out of my comfort zone. I've left my home. I've driven all the way over there. There's a lot of transformation that has to occur in order to, for that to happen. I get that. But if I come home and in my own world, I am not living the truth and the essence of what I am trying to achieve, then I haven't done my work. And that might look like getting emotional at someone who thinks different than me, using, like, not understanding that the person who's sitting on the other side of the fence might actually be exactly the same as me. If I'm going out there and thinking that me going out there is doing the work, then I'm delusional, because I'm coming home and I'm doing exactly the same thing. I'm falling back into the same old patterns. I'm using old thinking that's keeping me stuck. Does that make sense? And in that, what I'm saying there is that if I'm going out to a rally and I can communicate and connect with all these people that think the same as me, but when I go home to my family, I can't even have a conversation with them, then transformation, the true transformation to me has got to be, what can I do on an individual basis and in my own personal life that is going to make a difference? It is not just about, because if I'm going out there thinking mandates are going to drop because everyone's standing up, right? Therefore, I'm waiting for that to happen in order for my life to change. And so the responsibility for my own life is in somebody else's hands. I need to take that responsibility and be that change in my own life. Have the conversation with the person that you feel like you have differences of opinion with. Step up and do some work about why you feel a certain way, and the access to everything you need is inside of yourself. It's not out there. Does that make sense?
Of course. I agree 100%. I understand what you're saying. I'm not taken from anything that you're saying. I agree with what you're saying.
But you're saying, though, that the transformation...
I'm saying that we have to have expectations on people that you know... The precursor to transformation is chaos. This is chaos at the moment.
Well, there's order too, right?
Transformation is inevitable, right? Well, of course. Chaos is both. Is just where we can't see the order in things, right? So transformation is going to occur. We are going to go, okay, I see it. I see what happened. Like I said earlier, we'll look back on all this and we will laugh.
But that sounds like the future. You're waiting for something to happen in order for you to
just
get
because
to that.
Just because I've said when we will look back on this moment and laugh. That doesn't say that at all. I haven't said that. We know that that history has left that clue. There will come to a point where we will stop and go, okay, I see what this was all about. But there's a process to get there. And we will have to go easy on ourselves. And we got to make sure that it's not our own personal stuff that's getting in the way of going, well, people need to do this and people need to do that. We have to understand that we have to have more compassion and empathy and lead the way by us having conversations with the people we need to have conversations
with. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Us having the conversations. Well, okay. So we agree it's a black kettle. So us having the conversations that need to be had with our own families, with our own people, the people that we love. And that's
my point. That's exactly my point. Because you were saying we just have to let – I'm saying this is a personal thing. Everybody on an individual personal level has to do their own work. Mm-hmm. They cannot sidestep – it's like – how do I explain it?
But I don't think you need to explain it. I think you have explained it. I think you're right in what you're saying, is what I'm saying to you. You're right in what you're saying. So the objective is, okay, well, where do we start with that? Well, I'm saying that I think the place people need to start is a home, because there's a lot of divided families. There's a lot of people that are divided over this. You know, it's really infiltrated households. Families that I never thought would be divided by any sense of this are divided from it. And so we need to remember back to basics, and we need to, you know, connect with the people, have the conversations that need to be had, have the courage to have those conversations.
But that's what I'm saying, Mitch. And again, this is just from personal observation. It's not a general thing, but I feel like we want this. It's like the surrogate thing, the sins of supply that we talk about.
So let me ask you this way. Okay, so you've had some divide in your family.
Yes, yeah.
So, and that has, in some way, it's really hurt.
Yes, yes, 100%. Okay.
So observing these people over in Canberra and Canada and London and France, watching all of this happen globally may be affecting you. And you're saying, listen, if this stuff, just because this stuff gets sorted out over here, what's going to happen for me at home? What's going to happen for you know, how do I get through to my sister? How do I get through to my nephew? How do I get through to my uncle? How do I get through to these people? And if you're saying the way to get through to them is that I have to go in and I have to stop my own internal battle and thinking that if it gets sorted out here, because if it gets sorted out here, we're still going to be left divided at home.
100%, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I'm saying that I feel like, based on the conversation we had just before we started the podcast, that you think that people going out there and being in the rallies, it's great because they're affecting change. And I agree with you. But I'm also saying that people as a whole, and I can only speak from personal experience, so this is me, right? People as a whole sometimes think that the outside needs to change in order for them to shift. Yeah. And it's not about that. It's about the people. I want to impress that people have to take the personal responsibility to go in and do their own stuff. And the reason that I'm so set on that is because of me, because I know that for me personally. Mm-hmm. But it's not just because of me. It's because other people I see around me, people that we both know, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. that will go out there and they'll be in rallies, you know. But their stuff is not sorted at their own house, and they think that something out there is going to do something and it's going to make a difference in their own reality.
So watch. I understand what you're saying, right? I understand what you're saying. But at the end of the day, that's kind of scapegoating them. You can't change them. You can't say people out there are doing this. You have to start with you and maybe go, okay, there's bigger conversations that I need to lean into with my own family. And therefore, that may be, you know, then I may be able to have those deeper conversations with those people to be able to help them.
Here's the thing. We're doing a podcast and I'm trying to say my point of view on the whole thing, not because I'm judging other people, but because I'm saying I'm observing, well, I'm judging, obviously, because observing is judging. Yeah. But I'm observing that because that's what we do, Mitch. You know, at the end of the day, we sit with people all the time. And if I'm sitting with someone and they say to me, should I do that? Should I not do that? I'm like, do whatever you want. Do whatever you're called to and whatever you're drawn to. All of those things are fine. Mm-hmm. But you cannot forget your own personal work. At the end of the day, just because you show up out here, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't mean anything unless you put in the work behind the scenes. And it's like showing up at the gym every day. You could show up and you could just eat shit food and it doesn't matter because you're just, you know, you might physically show up, but inside of yourself you haven't changed. You might physically show up to personal development courses but not actually do anything about it and not actually make a difference in your own life. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying good on everybody who wants to do that sort of stuff. But I don't think that
Do you think, in part way, the people who are getting really pissed off and annoyed and angry, like you showed me a video earlier, and I'm looking at that thinking, you know, that's people are just getting angry and annoyed. And, you know, that's one of the steps, you know, is that you'll get angry. You'll be like, you know, you'll be pissed off and mad. And do you think that that's having an effect? And
I think that... My thing is that if people – and this is – and the reason I say it for people is because it's me. But I feel like if people are willing to spend their time, their energy and their money into going in and doing that sort of stuff, I also feel how important it would be to also recognize the extra layer of work that may need to be done that is not just showing up physically, if that makes sense. And for some people, like I said, showing up physically is the layer of work because for them
that's the first step.
Is the first step. So I'm not saying about any end point. I'm saying about progression. I'm not saying they have to be perfect. I'm saying that noticing that if somebody is angry at me over here, what is that showing me about myself? If this here affects me this way, what is this showing me about myself? If I'm pissed off because of X, Y, Z, what is that showing me about myself? If I'm in this space and I'm feeling the love and the connection and I'm feeling this unity, what is this showing me about myself? Is that something I've been missing in my own world? What do I need to do to go and find that within myself? I'm saying we utilize those things. It's like what we were saying on the relationship webinar. If you're waiting for your partner to be a certain way for you to be happy, you're never going to be happy. That happens within. The relationship with yourself is number one. And that's all I'm saying in terms of this. It relates to your relationship with yourself. And if we all can understand that our relationship with ourself is in everything that we do, in the job that we do, in the clients we speak to, in our families, in the rallies we go to, in any of that stuff, if we can understand that our relationship with ourselves is number one, then I think that's key. And I think that it doesn't mean you don't have to know that at all times, but I think people who have that understanding and are working towards that, you said you're almost 50, I'm almost 49, right? And I'm still working on that, you're still working on that. We're never going to get somewhere or get there. We have processes that help us there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying utilizing everything around us to help us access the magic and the truth of who we are as individuals and not letting and not thinking that just by being there that's going to cover it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only part of the process.
It's part of the process. And sometimes that's a big part of the process. Mm. And I think good on everyone for doing that. And we know people personally who went and did that. Mm-hmm. Clients of ours, quite a few clients went and did that, and I think that's really cool. And I know that those guys as well will be doing the work on themselves because, you know, they're in that personal development space. That's what they do. That's, you know, I'm just saying as a general rule, we need to use all of these external things as ways to access the wisdom and the truth and the magic that is us as individuals and finding and owning every single part of ourselves. Mm-hmm. That thing I showed you, that only happens when you, like, why did it happen to that person? Mm-hmm. It happened to that person for whatever reason, mm-hmm. but there's some lesson in that. Do you know what I mean? There's some message, and I just hope that people are seeing some of those messages that are coming through and not just thinking that, I mean, showing up is definitely a big part of it, 100%, but not thinking that that does all the work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Mm. Okay.
Good talk.
I think so.
Hey, whether this is you at the beginning of your personal development journey or you're perhaps immersed in your growth and transformation, at MJB Seminars, we have everything to help you live an inspired life.
If this episode resonated and you're looking for more information on how to have an actual breakthrough and transform your life, visit us over at mjbseminars.com.au and book yourself in for a complimentary discovery coaching call.
Also, make sure you like and follow us over on Instagram and Facebook. And review and subscribe to Dorothy and the Dealer today.